It's the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots in Manhattan. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard spoke to people in Hartford who are honoring those events.
50 years ago, during an era of extreme homophobia, police in New York City carried out a violent raid at a gay bar named the Stonewall Inn. It sparked several days of protests and demonstrations by members of the gay community. That momentum led to the modern-day LGBTQ+ movement. At a press conference, Eric Ort said the significance of those events is twofold.
You have the micro learning of recognizing the anniversary and the strides that are being made with civil rights. But the macro learning from an anniversary like this is that when you listen to the most vulnerable people in a society and respond to them and offer them a place at the table, then everyone is in a better position.
Ort is an artistic associate at TheaterWorks and is a member of Hartford's Stonewall 50 Planning Committee, which organized commemoration events this year. Mayor Luke Bronin says the Stonewall riots led to the formation of organizations, groups, and events throughout Hartford and Connecticut. They continue to advocate for LGBTQ inclusiveness and equal rights, but there's still major challenges ahead.
You know, when we have a president and leaders at the national level who send an awful message to our country and to our kids by trying to exclude transgender Americans from serving their country. When 30-50% of transgender youth seriously think about or attempt suicide, we have an enormous amount of work to do.
In fact, the challenges that LGBTQ people still face, they are why Eileen Frank says it's sometimes important to look back in order to move forward. She's a member of the planning committee and a chief curator at the Connecticut Historical Society.
We are living in an age where rights cannot be taken for granted.
She hopes understanding Stonewall might inspire a new generation of activists. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.